This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pogenpohl, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro. By Kurtz 24-hour heavy and light duty towing in Litchfield. By Hillsboro Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. By Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. By Morton Buildings in Litchfield, satisfied customers keep them at top. And by St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Thank you very much, Tobinot. Welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. 7 weeks of high school football are in the books, and the road to Champaign is quickly approaching.
Yes, it is, and it's starting to fill up with participants.
Yeah, we had teams last week picking up win number 5, teams last night picking up win number 6, and of course, the magical 6, they can't keep you out.
That's right. Can't keep you out. And most 5-4 teams will be in, but it all boils down to playoff points. And again, playoff points are the number of victories against your opponents.
Well, if you're a team like the Bunker Hill Minutemen playing in the Prairie State and you end up with 5 wins, that's when you're on the bubble.
That's when you're on the bubble, yeah.
Okay. 5 wins in the South Central, you're most likely
five wins
going
in the Sangamo.
To get in. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, those conferences, are you're going to get in, yeah.
There were 3 5-1 teams in the Sangamo Conference going into last night.
So. Crazy.
Very top-heavy conference.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, they get...
Very good defenses, too, because 3 of the top 4 teams had at least three shutouts through the season so far.
And the South Central kind of turned into an offensive league. Yeah. I think only 3 teams averaging or holding their opponents under 30 points a game.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing how that kind of perspective changes.
Yeah, when you start looking at the South Central scores, a lot of big numbers.
Yeah, last night around the area in games on the... WSMI FM 106, Pena beat Litchfield 34-12, so the Pena Panthers pick up their 3rd win of the season, so they're still in the playoff hunt, technically speaking, with 2 games to go. Last night, Carlinville beat Hillsboro 42-31, so the Cavaliers are locked now. That was their 6th win of the year. Greenville continues to roll along as the Comets beat Staunton 57-15, and Tyler Hutchison set the state record for passing, and... Roxana shut down Gillespie 34-2. That's kind of an odd score. And then today you've got Vandalia Southwestern at 1 o'clock.
34 unanswered points.
Yeah.
Well, it was strange last night. Jennifer Graham, who usually produces the games on WSMI FM 106, is always really good about sending the scores out in the field so we can get them out on the airwaves. And last night she sent Greenville 2-0, Gillespie 2-0, and there was a couple other scores. And I turned to Carl and I said, "All right, Carl," I said, "Jennifer Graham, always very reliable with the score. So I'm sure these are right. I'm sure they're right. But it's just odd to have a pair of games in the same league that are both 2-0.
Yes.
Wait, are these junior high baseball scores?
No, junior high baseball scores are usually like 14-13 in the 3rd inning.
Yes.
Sometimes. So, again, Vandalia Southwestern plays this afternoon as part of their Southwestern homecoming. In Prairie State play last night, Nokomis continues to roll along. They're a step closer to the playoffs as Nokomis beat South Fork 45-14. Ryan Archibald had 4 touchdowns in that game. Marquette beat Bunker Hill 35-0. Mount Olive over Metro East Lutheran 38-12. And Pawnee got the whooping of the night.
Yeah.
They beat East Alton Wood River 70-0. 70 points.
They're a good team.
Yeah, they are. Very good team. In the Sangamo Conference, Dave, you mentioned some 5-1 teams. Athens was 5-1 last night. New Berlin was 5-1 last night. Athens beat New Berlin 41-22, as Athens now 6-1, 5-1 in conference play. New Berlin drops to 5-2. Of course, Williamsville already clinched. They crushed Porter last night 49-7. Elsewhere around the area last night in the Sangamo, it was Pittsfield losing to Pleasant Plains 14-7. So Plains still in the playoff hunt. And Riverton beat North Mac 15-0 as the Hawks moved to 3-4 on the season, technically still in the hunt. So.
And Auburn won due to a forfeit.
Auburn won due to a forfeit, so they clinched officially with that forfeit by Varna Midland.
Nice way to clinch.
Well, you know. A win's a win at this point. And we, you know, it's not like Auburn was going to be out of the playoffs. Let's just face it.
And it's not like they were going to lose to Varna.
Yeah, it's not like they were going
to 2 weeks to prepare for New Berlin, too.
Which is a huge matchup.
Yes, it is.
You know, that's a big game. Number one, you know, can somebody else stop the Auburn juggernaut?
Yeah.
And number two, can New Berlin rebound from a pretty good beating last night by Athens? So not that Athens is bad; they're a very, very good team.
Oh, that's
but
right.
You know, the little discrepancy in the score, I thought.
So. Right. That's what I think Dave Kane was saying was the score didn't reflect how it was actually
a
pretty close game.
But
turnovers really hurt.
Yeah. Some turnovers. In the WIVC South, Carrollton continues to roll along. The Hawks are undefeated at 7-0. They beat Greenfield Northwestern 39-8. Greenfield 5-2 on the year now. Calhoun beat Pleasant Hill 34-32. North Green over Winchester 12-8. North Green, the Spartans, now 5-2. So they're looking pretty good as far as a playoff berth is concerned. In the North, Camp Point Central stays unbeaten. They beat Triopia 36-8. Triopia drops to 4-3, and Brown County beat Jacksonville out 30-14. And Mendon Unity in non-conference play got their first win. They beat the Fisher Bunnies 21-0.
Last night in Hillsboro, Carmville picked up their sixth win of the year. They defeated Hillsboro 42-13. Chad Easterday, the head coach of the Cavaliers, joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, Chad.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're doing very well, and you're always doing very well, especially after a victory. And for the first time in a couple of weeks, you guys had to play the second half with your number ones.
Yeah, you know, that's always a good thing. I think we needed a little wake-up call there in the first quarter. I mean, Hillsboro runs a different style offense, and we needed to adjust to that a little bit. And, you know, it was good to get back to that, I think, you know, taking nothing away from our opponents. We've had some pretty good weeks offensively. So, you know, it was good to see us have to put forth some effort there in terms of getting the scheme and playing four quarters and that sort of thing.
When you're playing an offense like Hillsboro with the misdirection and the confusion in the backfield, is discipline really maybe the most important thing for your defensive line?
Sure. I mean, discipline's the key. And you know, Hillsboro, it's very hard to simulate in practice. So I think it takes you a little bit to, quote-unquote, get your feet underneath of you and that sort of thing. But so we settled in. We didn't help our defense. We had a few errors in the kicking game early on, which is uncharacteristic of us in the coverage and getting kicked in the right spot. I'm a specialty junkie, and, you know, that we need something we got to work on this week.
Oh, so you're a specialty junkie, huh? Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what. I
thought you had other things going.
Well, I have a lot of other things, but I love film, and I love, you know, I think that's part of the game that sometimes some coaches overlook, I think.
Especially at the high school level.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's something that you have to, when you play Carnival, it's something that we put a lot of pride in, and it's a way, and I think it's a way for our younger kids, because a lot of kids play on that, and we take a lot of pride in that and practice it, and, you know, we have been very good in that area, and just had a few little mistakes last night that gave them short fields that we don't necessarily like. So, I mean, we definitely have some things to work on for next week.
Well, Chad, you guys have so many skill position players with speed that give you great options for return men on kickoffs. And last night, Hillsboro kind of did a little squib to one of your up men, but the up man was Kenny Miles.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know how to answer that question without sounding you know what? Unfortunately this year, and fortunately for me, we have a lot of team speed. So we've made some adjustments there and put Kenny in the middle because of some younger kids that we have that are able to carry the ball if you happen to kick it deep. So we try to make it hard on you, and it worked out in our favor last night.
I bet Duffy was scratching his head on that one.
Well, I mean, I would think so. It's not usually him in the middle. So, you know, we try to have a little tweaks in that type of area throughout the week. So,
Chad, you've had the privilege and honor the last 4 years of coaching your son at the high school level. So did you allow yourself at any point during the game last night to kind of appreciate what Job did in setting the career passing record at Carlinville?
No. But after the game, I gave him a big hug. I'm very proud of him. You know, and he said it the best. I believe the paper was there, for the town paper was there, and his comment was, you know, records are great for people, and could not be done without a team. And I was very proud of that statement for him, because he has been through the thick and the thin. He was here when we handed the ball off 25 times a game because we had great running backs. And you know what? We still have great running backs, and we're still a run-first team. And I just think he has kind of molded himself into a good leadership role for us. And you know, he just does a good job with that. He's an extension of me, which I'm very, very proud of.
And you know, you've changed things up a little bit as far as Job's tasks are concerned with a different style of offense and everything. And he stepped right into this, and really when he bought into that, everything else fell into place.
Yeah, you know, that the critics tell me 5 years ago we didn't throw it enough. Now, they were not running it enough. The critics count. But, you know, in all honesty, you know, it's been the right change for us, for our personnel, both for Job and our running backs. And we don't have that traditional Cardinal line where we were 260 across the board and were able to line up and just shove it down people's throats and try to play that smash-mouth football game. And we've kind of evolved the last couple of years. And I think the statistic that people kind of, and I'm not a big numbers guy, but, I mean, I love the statistic part, but meaning goal-wise, is he's completing 78% of his passes. So, you know, we're not Greenville is what I'm getting at. We don't throw it 50 times a game. We throw it about 20, and then when he's around that 80% percentage range, we can get pretty good in the passing game.
Well, he is so accurate, especially this year. It appears to be one of the areas where he really improved from junior year to senior year is his accuracy. But one of the rare times where he doesn't put the football right where it's supposed to be, it seems like Ben Rogers is just snatching it out of midair.
Yeah, you know, both of them have developed over the winter, have done a lot of work individually by themselves and have become, you know, on the same page. And, you know, and you're correct. His accuracy is a direct reflection of how hard he's worked in the offseason. So now we have a true triple threat in our offense with Kenny and Garrett and Job and the receiving core we have. And then you sprinkle in there a sophomore who's coming into his own. You know, those are definitely great weapons to have. And we're very, very proud of them and very, very happy for their accomplishments and understanding what we want from them. I think that's the most important thing in moving forward.
Chad, this group of seniors that you have this year, they've played so many sporting events together, Job, Kenny Miles, Elijah Barber, and the rest, whether it's basketball, baseball. They've had success in all these sports, football included. Have you noticed more of a team camaraderie maybe their senior year here in football?
Yeah, I think, you know, this has been a somebody, actually we were eating breakfast this morning with Coach Borgini, and we had talked, I'm not sure, I'd have to look back a little bit and the last time we had 15 to 16 seniors. We've had some good groups of seniors, but they've been in that 9 to 10 range, and which is we're very proud of. But this is one of those years that spiked, and we have 15 or 16 of them, and all of them enjoy football. All of them are very, very competitive with each other at practice, and just creates an atmosphere that's competitive, which I love.
Chad, congratulations on the win last night. And, of course, number 6. They can't keep you out of the playoffs now, no matter what.
You know, that's always our goal. You know, that's our goal from week one. We play in a great conference. So, you know, we want to get that 6th win and get to the playoffs, and we got that accomplished last night. And I told them, you know, we got 2 weeks to play for our seed, and that's the most important one. If we can get that game at home, it's huge because you're not traveling anywhere, and that you don't have to worry about that, and then you can start playing around with who you can get and all that good stuff. So, you know, as we've talked before, I haven't even started that fiasco yet. I think you have a better guess maybe on Tuesday. There's a lot of 3-3 teams out there that that you know we're on the bubble and that you can color a win here or there depending on how that works out. So you know, it's hard to tell. And to be honest with you, I got to teach chemistry first, and I'm gonna I let other coaching staff do that. They're gonna call me on some night and let me know where I'm gonna go or who I'm gonna get. So that's
why you have assistants, right?
That's right.
Well, this has never been high on my priority list to try to figure that out. Every time I've ever tried, I've been so drastically wrong that I just get frustrated and don't want to do it again.
Nothing like consistency, huh, Chad?
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Jeremy, maybe the 2 times I was all into it 1 year and tried like crazy, and I thought we were in 3A when Don was still here, and I'll be darned we didn't end up with Greenville at home, and we were the smallest 4A. Ever since then, I'm like, forget it. I'm just going to let people do it, and I'll just kind of say yes and no, pretend like I'm paying attention, and then they'll call me and let me know where to go.
Just tell me where the bus is at, right?
Well, I talked to Don about that last night. Him and I are of the same breed there. Just show me where the bus is. We'll get on. We'll get off. We'll play a game in the middle there, and we'll see what happens.
So. Chad Easton, the head coach of the Cardinal Cavaliers. We always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings, and best of luck next week, sir.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Carlinville will be on the road at Southwestern.
At Southwestern. That's not good. That, you know, that'll be a great matchup. Two great quarterbacks there.
Mm-hmm. One thing, he upgraded not coffee with Coach Borgini. It's breakfast now with Coach Borgini.
No,
he upgraded.
I think they always have breakfast.
Well, he always said he had coffee with him. But, you know, now it's breakfast. He upgraded.
I guess Tobin's buying next week. That's why he's
so.
I'm in radio now.
Yes, so. Well, I'm glad you showed up today, Tobin. You big-leagued everyone in the press box last night at Hillsborough. Didn't show up to do the PA for the freshman game.
My gosh.
Get up there. I hear this voice on the PA. Like, who's that? That's not Tobin. Yeah. Get up to the press box. You're nowhere to be found. You big-leagued them all.
That was my mistake.
Because the freshman team still is the Toppers, right?
Yes, it is.
You are the voice of the Toppers, correct?
As far as I know.
Okay. Yes. Just clarify.
Well, he was as of last night.
Yeah. As of last night. Because you just said you just got asked to the senior night for the volleyball coming up.
Yep.
Voice of the Toppers.
Yep.
Right. You big-leagued him.
I didn't. No.
Oh, you big-leagued him, Toby.
All right.
You big-leagued him. Right. You strolled in there with your paperwork
I
20 minutes beforehand.
With his entourage.
Hey, at least I had a script.
You did it. Thank goodness for that.
Thank
Everyone
God.
Was thankful. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing in Litchfield has every major brand of tire for your car or semi. They do complete exhaust work and are a Hertz rental agency. Kurt's Towing can transport your vehicle of any kind and repair it in their complete shop. When you need a tow or a repair, remember Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing, 324-2400. Kurt's, just west of Rural King in Litchfield.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6.
One thing customers tell us they like best about banking with Real Community Bank is our people. This professional and often personal relationship helps us do our jobs better, more efficiently, and effectively. Not just when it comes to your borrowing money, but also when you need to consider long-term savings and investment needs. So next time you're considering a financial transaction, visit your hometown bank you can trust since 1932. Security National Bank, with locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. And online at securitynb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, baseball fans, St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois, wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds on the road. Even if you're not a pilot, come visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. The airport also hosts fireworks on the Sunday before the 4th of July. And in September, there's a big fly-in and car show. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details.
And at 9:23, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you by Paris Posen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 60, becoming cloudy with a slight chance of rain for tonight. The low will be of around 45 degrees heading into tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a chance of rain. We'll have a high of around 60. At 9:23, we have a temperature reading of 47 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in 90 seconds.
The second annual Battle of the Bulls is Saturday at Midway Trailer Sales just north of Litchfield off I-55. See sanctioned professional bull riding right here close to home. Admission is just $10, and you can also see professional rodeo clown Donnie Landis and the Battle of the Bulls at 7. This event is sponsored by Wright Automotive and presented by Shop Creek Cattle Company. For more information, see Shop Creek Cattle Company on Facebook.
Planning for a new building can be exciting and at times a little stressful. Take the stress out of your construction project and enjoy the experience of constructing a custom Morton building. From planning your new building to watching it take shape, Morton will be with you every step of the way to build your dream into a reality. Best of all, Morton stands behind every building with the strongest non-prorated, non-pass-through warranty in the industry. Don't wait to get started on your project.
Satisfied customers keep Morton buildings at the top. Call them at 324-2002. That's 324-2002.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60-to-80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
And at 9:25, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, David Jenkins, and Terry Tote.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back on Sports Saturday, we'll have Fighting Illini football coming up at 10 o'clock this morning here on FM 106. The Illini lose to Wisconsin today?
Yes.
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 Yes. No Wes Lunt. He's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's great.
As bad as their loss was going to be, it's even worse
now. It just got worse. Yeah.
We're taking volunteers from the audience today.
Oh, who wants to play quarterback?
Oh, man.
Let's go to the Spin-O-Matic. Let's see. Where are we going? All right. Yeah, that's
been an ongoing problem for a number of years.
Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be any end to it.
Nope.
No.
Seriously. And, you know, the U of I think, seriously has to consider the athletic director and you know, the program. They seem to do all right in the other sports, but they want to be a football school so bad, but they just don't have the right people.
Not looking so bad now, is he?
Yeah,
that's why I'm not sure they'll go with a new AD, just because, like,
I don't know.
They're such a good basketball school.
Track record's not very good, though.
Football's what gets ADs fired, and the current AD hired the current football coach. He'll get to hire one more football coach, and then it'll be him.
Football changes conferences, generates money, and gets people fired.
Right.
That's it.
You know, on the bright side for Illinois, basketball season's right around the corner, and John Gross is doing his job.
Yeah.
He's doing what he's supposed to do.
But no Tracy Abrams. So
that gives somebody else an opportunity. He's got some horses.
He's got guards.
And he's got guards.
Jalen Tate can step up.
Hey, give me guards. You got guards, you can compete and be successful.
That's exactly right. Just like in football, you give me athletes.
There you go.
You got yourself a chance. Joining us on the phone right now is the head coach of Nokomis, Gabe Cesaretti. And Gabe, you've got a few athletes on your squad, and it took a little bit for you guys to find your footing this year, but now you're riding a 4-game win streak.
Yes, sir. Good morning, guys. And I want to add to your little conversation there. I'm Bud Foster. Bud Foster.
Yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't forget about Bud
Foster.
That's right.
That's right. There's a name. Yes, sir.
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Yeah, good night for Ryan Archibald last night.
Yes, Arch was even nursing a little quad. It was bothering him the last couple of days, and he goes for about 170 last night, and so maybe that thing will hurt him the rest of the year.
If not, you're going to make sure he does, right? It's a game plan. That's what we call it.
Gabe, sometimes though, it does seem weird, but when a kid is injured, sometimes they maybe focus a little bit more.
They do, and you can say that about this whole group. I mean, we were kind of banged up going into last night. We had been for the last week or two. And, these guys just got each other's back, you know, in everything they do. And when one guy's down, another one steps up. They don't care who it is or how it gets done. I mean, they're just down and dirty, good workers. And like I said, it's just, they pick up each other's slack real well. And it's just a good, fun bunch of group. Your kids to work with.
Gabe, this is a time of year that when you look back and you play those bigger schools at the beginning of the season, this is when it's really paying off. I mean, you guys are really, you know, feeling like you're getting everything pulled together at the right time of the season.
It is. I mean, and you can see it. You can see us getting better all year. Like I said, we came in with a lot of inexperience and got better and better every week. And we've been running the ball real well, you know, tackle to tackle the last few weeks. And last night we really the guys on our edge, like, you know, Chris McGuire, and we got Dominic Ruper back this week. He was blocking good on the edge, and we had our guys like Douglas Kaiser and Tristan Schieffer scooping, getting some big blocks for us last night. And then that opened up things big for Arch, and it was really nice to see our outside game finally get going the way we want to see it. And Clint Tester threw the ball real well last night, so a lot of parts of our offense opened up last night, and we hope to just keep getting better like that.
And Gabe, if the offensive line is playing well, everything else usually falls into place.
Yeah, and our line on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, this year has played great. Like I mentioned, the two, Tristan Schieffer and Douglas Kaiser, and you throw in And Tristan got banged up last night, too, and the guys like Cody Fisk and Lucas Clymer, they stepped in, you know, Braden Sobel, you know, Casey Johnson. I mean, those guys are just in and out all year this year. Offense, defense, both, like I said. Our defense has been really stout on the run game, and it's all attributed to those guys.
And Gabe, it's got to be tough being an offensive lineman because, unfortunately, nobody really pays attention to linemen until one of the running backs or quarterbacks gets blown up.
Oh, sure. I mean, especially from, you know, from a fan standpoint, nobody notices our linemen until, like, things aren't going good, like you said. But, I mean, we sure do here. Our coaching staff, our linemen, we take a lot of pride in, you know, in running the ball and stopping the run. And these guys have done a great job this year.
Well, it looks like the path for Nokomis the rest of the way. Week number 8, you've got a battle against Mount Olive next week, a game we're going to have on WSMI FM 106. And it seems like from time to time, Mount Olive is a team that just gives Nokomis fits.
They do, and it came the same way. We knew that going in, so we're going to take this week the same way as we did last week. These guys, every time we play them, they're never going to back down. And like I said, they'll give us fits, and we try to give them fits. And, it's just been a long series of games played.
Yeah.
Good rivalry going on, and we've seen each other for years now, and we know how each other are. And both towns are kind of similar, just small, tough-nosed towns. They've got teams that play the same way, and so we'll hopefully get after this week, try to make ourselves playoff eligible.
And really no surprises when Mount Olive and Nokomis plays.
No.
Gabe Cesaretta, the head coach of Nokomis, thank you so much for a few minutes of your time. We always appreciate it on Saturday mornings, and we'll talk to you next week, sir.
Hey, anytime, guys. Thanks a lot.
And, of course, Nokomis now 4-3 overall. They're 3-1 in the conference, and they get their fifth win. If they pick up another couple wins, they are sitting pretty. And more often than not, when Nokomis and Mount Olive play, wow.
Still mathematically alive for the Prairie State Conference title.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're right.
They just need Pawnee to slip up.
Yep.
Pawnee, a very, very good team.
Yeah, very good.
Very, very good team.
Put up 70 last.
70 points.
With the running clocks. I mean, hard to think about that.
Yeah.
Running clock, they still put up 70.
Yeah.
Very
running clock
similar
at 40.
Similar to Nokomis in styles of play.
Yeah. So yeah. Gabe's got that. You don't, you think about those teams they played early on, and it's kind of a reflection of what the basketball team has done over the years. You play in that Thanksgiving tournament, play those bigger schools, kind of sets the tone for the rest of the season. And they've done that this year, and Nokomis is kind of right on the track, I think, where Gabe thinks they were supposed to be. So.
Yeah, you toughen that schedule up, and it'll pay dividends week 10.
There you go. That's what it's all about, week 10 and on and beyond. So
beyond.
You hope anyway, beyond.
They're not there yet.
Yeah, no.
Do they finish with East Alton, or are they?
They got Mount Olive next week and the last week of the season. I thought maybe they were a non-conference game. Let's see here. Nope, they have.
Hard to believe week 9 is just 2 weeks away.
They do. They do have East Alton, Wood River at home. Yeah, yeah. So
maybe another 70-0 game.
Might. I mean.
Don't ever plan on it that way.
Don't ever plan on it that way.
You say that to Coach Cesaretti, he's going to say, no.
You don't want to hear that.
Let's take care of 1 week at a time.
I will just redact that comment.
That's right.
But that's the beauty of being in the media. We can look ahead.
Yeah, yeah.
The teams and coaches, they can't. Yeah. We can, though.
Yeah.
And we do. All the time.
That's constant for us.
But you think about Wood River. Goodness gracious. I mean, they have been on the wrong end of some lopsided scores this year.
Yes, they have. They have. But things go in cycles sometimes, and sometimes there's not much explanation to it. It just happens.
Yep.
So,
I thought it was interesting that Gabe brought up Bud Foster. Interesting.
Well, for good reason.
I mean, he was in charge of those great Virginia Tech defenses back in the day when they were consistently in the top five.
Yeah, that's that's a standard to aim for and or to set your standards by, and Bud was right in the midst of all that, and didn't get a whole lot of attention.
No,
but went about his job and did very, very well. So
always like the guys who don't want the attention.
Yeah,
go out, do their job at a very high level.
And we talked with Chad. That's how the Cavaliers are. Talk with Gabe. That's how Nokomis is. So
that's why maybe
there's a constant in teams that do well.
You kind of maybe. basically compare the offensive lineman's recognition to maybe an official. Like, if you're not hearing anything about them, then they're doing their job.
Well, yeah, that's exactly true. Right. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. So, anyway, coming up next week, we will have all three football teams from Montgomery County on the radio. We'll have Hillsborough Litchfield and Nokomis at Mont Olive. And you can always check out our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com. So, all righty.
Speaking of the Illini,
yes.
What did they expect to happen?
You know, what do you mean?
I mean, when you hire a mid-major coach, he's going to get you mid-major talent.
Whatever do you mean?
That's what I mean. That is what I mean.
This wasn't supposed to happen.
Of course
This wasn't
not.
The plan.
Well,
this wasn't the plan.
Rose Bowl every year was the plan.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's exactly right.
There are mid-major coaches, like the basketball coach.
Yeah.
Football's a different animal.
Football
though,
is a different animal.
You know, there's select guys who are just like an Urban Meyer, like was a mid-major coach and was on the rise. But guys like that, you know, they're diamonds in the rough.
And Gross came from, you know, success in the NCAA tournament.
And Gross is that type of coach where you can, you know, he's got kind of, you can just see where he's got that big time coach in.
Well, he gets so much. What, energy, I guess, is the best way to put it, wrapped up in every game. And you can just imagine what the practices are like.
Oh,
I mean,
goodness.
It's got to be brutal.
The games are just fun by the time.
A game should be fun by then. So.
But it's like from the football perspective, like I guarantee you today when they're talking to Tim Beckman before the game, had a great week of practice. And I mean, what else is he supposed to say?
Well,
but we had a great week of practice.
Maybe
your definition of great is not the same as mine. Because a great week of practice should not end in beat down after beat down after beat down.
Well, the thing of it is, they're off next week.
Oh, so they won't lose.
So we won't have a Tim Beckman show on Tuesday night. So.
Oh.
Can't talk about it.
Talk about it, though. Anyway.
Well, where would you go from here, though, if Beckman loses his job?
Anywhere. You can only go up, David. You can only go up. You can't really go lower.
Not exactly
the Bucks. It's all about the Bucks.
The premier job in college football, though.
The problem is they had their guy and they let him go.
No, that's right.
It's looking like that.
Ron Zook. I mean,
they had a premier recruiter.
Ron Zook wasn't the greatest thing since sliced bread. Yeah. Let's not get confused. His track record as a head coach isn't, you know, he's not Newt Rockne over here. But at the same time, it's undeniable when he was at Illinois, they were getting the players. They were putting a lot of guys into the league.
NFL.
You know, he was getting the talent. Was the game day coaching what it should have been? No, but now look at it. Yeah. The game day coaching still isn't what it should be, and they're not getting the talent.
So,
but the Illinois has always had a mentality. Now it's a basketball school.
That's the mentality they should have.
As long as that
basketball
team is doing well, everything is hunky dory in Champaign, Urbana.
I don't think so.
No, I disagree with that.
I disagree with that.
Really?
I think amongst students, alumni, fans, that's fine. But amongst the athletic department, the AD, those types of people, the president, no. Because money is made in football. That's where the big bucks are.
Right.
You know, they want to play in them big bowls, get them big dollars.
The Big Ten Network would not exist if it wasn't for football.
Yeah, it's not there for basketball and lacrosse.
That's right. It's not. It isn't. Never will be.
These conference alignments, it's all to do with football.
All to do with football. That even permeates its way down to the high school level. All the conference realignments are all for football. They just are. You know, people trying to get common opponents, closer opponents, you know, build in rivalries and that sort of thing. So that's just the way it is. And football dominates the athletic landscape when it comes to conference affiliations.
I guess the frustrating thing for me, with Illinois football is it's the same stuff week after week, year after year. There's no improvement. There's no change. They can change the head coach. They can change the AD. It doesn't matter. They do the same stupid things all the time.
I don't have an answer.
There is no. I don't think there is an answer.
I'll take no answers for $500.
Try to schedule. Try to schedule six FCS schools in your season.
Yeah, if they can do that.
Yeah, then they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Bowl game every year.
Yeah, bowl.
Maybe they may trip up in one of those.
Yes. Maybe. Well, they can't beat Northern. I guarantee you that.
Well, they're at FBS.
Oh yeah,
that's
my mistake.
That's right. Wrong letter. Sorry.
Eastern would give them a run.
Probably.
Go Panthers, go.
Cameron Walter and the Southern Illinois Salukis.
There you go.
SIU would give them a...
Yeah. By the way, the postseason for high school soccer in Class 1A underway this week. A few games last night. Litchfield plays a quarterfinal round game today at 11 o'clock this morning. They will play host to Southwestern High School, and they are part of the Carlinville region, and we'll have scores and and all the pairings for you as we go along. You know, always check our website, WSMIRadio.com. Click on sports. So, Panthers and Southwestern going at it in high school soccer this morning. So,
it's hard to believe that's, yeah, regionals already.
You know, next week will be week 8 for football. Soccer in postseason already. Volleyball just around the corner. Golf is already in the postseason.
We hit the middle of October already next week. Crazy.
This is, it's so hard to believe and hard to justify how quick the football season flies.
It does.
I'm amazed every year how quick this thing rolls along.
Well, I was thinking about it last night just because I was at Hillsboro, and I hadn't been there since, I think, week 2, when it was just hot and muggy. And then last night, the heater's on in the press box.
Yeah.
It wasn't that long ago.
No.
That long ago. How long until basketball starts? I know you know.
Just a few weeks. November, was it 17th or 18th, whatever that Tuesday is.
Basically a month away.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's a rolling in. Roll them, keep them doggies moving ride.
We need to get you a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. We're back with more in a moment.
Start your morning right with a warm, nutritious breakfast with farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products. Try Prairie Farms Half and Half for fluffy scrambled eggs. Or top off your hot cereal with Prairie Farms butter and Prairie Farms milk. And don't forget your vitamin C. Serve lots of 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. And taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Paid for by Friends of Andy Menar.
Supporters of Andy Menar.
Senator Menar has been leading the fight in making school funding fair for all school districts across Illinois.
I believe that Andy is willing to bite the bullet and fight for the right thing.
Senator Menar has proven himself to be a leader, someone who is really looking to make a difference. He takes a stand.
He understands the issues of the area school district.
Andy's been an advocate for our children and our schools.
Politician Linda Little would leave downstate families behind. Little's campaign is funded by politicians whose top priority is cutting taxes for the wealthy and big corporations. Little would balance the budget by cutting school funding, which would eliminate important academic and athletic programs and force consolidation of our local schools. We can't afford politician Linda Little.
Auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement. Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way. Grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
And at 9:42, let's take a look at the weather forecast. It's brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Partly cloudy skies for today. We'll have a high of around 60. Becoming cloudy for tonight, there is a chance for some showers. We'll have a low of around 45. And for tomorrow, cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain. Expect a high of around 60. Your extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Cloudy with a chance of showers for Monday, then clearing and cooler. We'll have falling temperatures. Expect highs in the upper 60s. Lows will be in the mid-40s. At 9:43, we have a temperature reading of 48 degrees, and the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Melissa Van Giesen, certified licensed athletic trainer at Teamwork Rehab. If you have a sport-related injury, come see us at Teamwork Rehab. We provide athletic training services to all local area athletes, keeping them safe, healthy, and in the game. Teamwork Rehab offers free injury screening to all athletes and weekend warriors. Don't suffer with an injury. Give us a call at 532-4160 to make an appointment at one of our three convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital, to get you back in the game.
Since 1899, four generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal intention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
Hey, baseball fans, St. Louis Regional Airport in East Alton, Illinois, wants to remind you that flying is the best way to follow the Redbirds on the road. Even if you are not a pilot, come visit St. Louis Regional's new restaurant, the High Flyers Grill. They have great food and a super view of the runway. The airport also hosts fireworks on the Sunday before the 4th of July. And in September, there's a big fly-in and car show. Check out their website at stlewisregional.com for all the details.
Back on WSMI Sports Saturday here on FM 106. And we got Pat Rentz, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, joining us on the telephone right now. Pat, thank you for a few minutes of your time here on Sports Saturday. Record-wise, it's obviously been a rough year for the Panthers, but we've talked before. There's so many things that can be learned throughout the course of a season, and when it gets down to it, it's all about trying to get better for the next week.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely right. It's tough when you start getting to that part of the season where, like you said, record's not where you want it to be. But you got several things going on. You've got younger guys in that you're, still, like you said, learning the systems, getting game experience. You're playing for pride. You're playing for each other. No matter what your record says, no matter what the end of season, the postseason looks like at that point. Yeah, absolutely right. Still a ton to play for.
Pat, one of the toughest things for a fan to look at is the fact that when you do have younger kids, they're going to take their lumps, and that's just part of the process. And you have to realize it is a process.
Absolutely, I don't want to have a pity party because that's not. We've got some good seniors. I think probably even more so than just being young. We had a big group of seniors that left last year, so what we probably just more inexperienced guys that have been in that starting role for the first time. So they're fighting hard, but yeah, there's a point in time where there's so many times where you're seeing something for the first time because we've got new bodies out there and they're learning and they're soaking it all in and problem is you just don't. That's not a 16-week season. You don't have too long to learn from it, and then, okay, we'll get them next time,
And, Pat, it seems like you guys have just had trouble putting together four quarters each week because you've played games really well each week, but, you played a good first quarter and a good fourth quarter last night, but the second and third just didn't go your way.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Ironically, it seems to have been the opposite in other games where we let a team jump up on us, and then all of a sudden we start playing and claw our way back into it. But this one, I felt kind of good. We were right there in the game, and I think the boys were excited and fighting hard. And then they scored, and then got an onside kick. Mm-hmm. Got an extra possession. And then so jumped up that way, and that was really kind of a momentum swing for Pena.
Talk a little bit about the onside kicks, because that's a problem that you had against Roxanne. I think they maybe put three on you guys, and then last night you had one short kick that you ended up recovering, but then the next time around the onside kick was recovered.
Yeah, what's the deal? I mean, it's like kind of across the con. We got one last night too.
Yeah, that's right.
To start the second half, and Roxanne's. They're not doing the traditional, dribble onside. They had the kind of that high sky kick right off to the side. There's that school of thought that percentage-wise and probability-wise, based on what the team could get on the run back, you're better off just taking a shot and trying to get the ball. So it's kind of been a that you could see kind of flowing throughout the conference there where teams are a little bit more willing to take the risk and give up good field position for a chance to get the ball.
So you're using sabermetrics, that's what you're saying, Pat.
That's right, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly. But you also, that philosophy also, you know, never punt on fourth down, and you can get burned by it every once in a while too. So yeah.
It's like Madden rules. Go for it on fourth down no matter what. Onside right, kick yeah. all the time.
You can always just reset the game.
That's,
right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Pat Rynch, the head coach of the Litchfield Purple Panthers, joining us here on Sports Saturday. And, Pat, you talked briefly about your seniors, and you've got seniors this year who maybe haven't seen the success on the field, but, boy, have they put in the time and the effort for the Litchfield program.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, I think really where we're at now, that's the tough thing is, we've got guys who are still putting everything into it, putting everything they got, their heart into it, and so then it just keeps hurting. You know, when you lose, you know, you go into the game, you want to win, you're giving it everything you got, and you lose, that hurts. You know, but at the same time, that's what we're asking of them. That's what we want. That's the way you play the game. So it's tough to keep asking them to make themselves vulnerable, put themselves out there. But I think that shows the character of the guys that, you know, regardless, they're going to come out and fight and play hard and give it everything they've got.
And, of course, next week it's the battle between the Panthers and the Toppers. So a win by the Panthers there, and there's a few smiles.
Sure. It's Hillsborough week and high school rivalry. And, it's a fun week, and hopefully we can get our guys fired up. And
we've got a chance to eliminate them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a bad thing. Would it?
That's right.
But I tell you what, I mean, obviously.
That's the guy that went to Litchfield High School
well,
right
I'm,
there.
I'm
there
just,
you go.
Well, I'm done, man. I'm not trying to show any partiality.
No, I know you don't.
Yeah, you're trying to get me fired up. I'm trying to keep it calm here.
Pat Rynch, the head coach of Litchfield. We always appreciate you giving us some time on Saturday morning. We'll talk to you next week after the Route 16 rivalry, sir.
All right. Sounds great, guys.
Thanks,
have a
Pat.
Nice weekend.
You live in Hillsborough now, Dave. I live in Hillsborough. Your house is going to be egged whenever you get home. You got a pregnant wife in there, man. You got to think about these things.
Just try to keep my identity secret. Oh,
we took the mask off the old Ranger, didn't we?
Yeah. Sitting atop the South Central Conference once again is the Greenville Comets. They are a perfect 7-0 on the year, and Todd Hutchinson, their head coach, is joining us on the phone right now. And Hutch, another great season, but it was a historic last night for you, as Tyler Hutchinson, Little Hutch, has set the career passing record for the state of Illinois. Talk about that, if you could, please.
Yeah, it's kind of neat, you know, as a coach and a dad, it's tough, and we certainly tried to downplay it and keep it off the radar. I'm not a big stat guy, so I'm not going to put that in front of people. You know, we like to focus on the team aspect, and Tyler will be the first to tell you that's a team award or a team record. You know, it's going to say Tyler Hutchinson and then Greenville, and both parts are very important in the record book because Tyler obviously had to deliver the ball and get hit and move around, but the Greenville part signifies the guys that caught the ball and the guys that protected him up front and the guys that did all the little things for him. So he knows that the most important part of this record is the fact that everybody was involved, and it's a neat thing, and I'm glad it's over with, even though we didn't put a lot of emphasis on it. We knew it was out there, and now it's time to move on and just try to work on Gillespie and what we can do to beat them.
Well, Hutchin, David Jenkins brought up an interesting point off air. What that record does signify is great postseason success and deep runs, because you guys play a lot more than 9 games a year with your deep runs.
Yeah, it does, and you know, those do a lot of things too. They help our young kids develop, and they give us some just great experience and things to fall back on. You know, we had a tough first quarter, but our kids had been in tough first quarters, so they knew how to respond, and it helps you grow up. And the deep postseason run is fun, and it does a lot of things for kids and develops a lot of things. And you're right, that's part of that record is playing in those games.
I'm just curious what your perspective would be from the sidelines, but it just seems from the games I've seen with you guys this year and just following some of your scores, you guys have been, I guess, challenged is the word I will use, not that it's the right word, but you guys have been challenged maybe a bit more this year than you have in years past, but yet here you are still undefeated.
I love the fact we've been challenged. It makes us better. You know, we really only brought back 3 guys from last year's team, so we had to rebuild a line. We had to find an F and 2 more receivers. We had to plug 8 guys into this offense that was pretty good last year. So I love the fact that we're challenged. I think people get up for us each week. Seeing all the different looks and blitzes and fronts and defenses helps us. we certainly love that challenge, and our kids step up to that challenge. We know it's going to be tough each week, and I think the character of our kids and the fact that they try to do things first class and just work really hard, I think that's going to help us out in a lot of ways.
Hutch, as a coach, a mentor, a teacher, to be able to plug eight kids in to the offense and see their growth and see them get better week after week after week, you have to have just a little bit of personal, not necessarily pride, but you have to be very very pleased with the way that they've responded.
It's fun to watch, and it's fun for me to take 60 guys and just to work with them each day. And I got to tell you, it's not me. It's our coaching staff. Coach Cantrell and Coach Jerk have been here forever with us, and Coach Pickett and Coach Broom and Coach Romack. I could go on and on with guys. Coach Nelson played for us, and Coach Curl. You know, we've got guys that care about our kids, and I say that a lot, but it's important because they really do, and it is neat to work with those guys and then take a group of kids and just go to work with each other and try to find a way to be on the side and win football games.
Such every year is different, of course, and I was just thinking just a moment ago about, it seems like a long time ago you guys had to play every game on the road.
You know, it does, and that's funny you say that. It's about 6 or 7 years ago. I don't know, but what a great start that was. We knew that was going to be tough. We'd had a Final Four team the year before, and we lost a lot of guys, and then to go on the road each week, and you know, that really, really built a lot in our kids and kind of enabled us to be maybe where we're at today.
That's interesting. That could have maybe kind of been a springboard to the type of dominant program that you guys have turned into.
Well, you know, and we've had great football, obviously, before, and that started with Coach Don Stout, and then through Coach O'Boyle and Coach Kistler and Coach Duff. So the foundation was there, and then, you know, we're just kind of caretakers of this program, and we know that somebody will come in behind us and do the same thing. So, you know, we just try to do what we can for our Greenville Comet kids and our community, and I think, you know, I think playing in that environment may have certainly just been what may have taken us to the level we're at now, and then we've got a couple of more steps to where we really want to get to.
And as we've talked about it before on this show, but I think one of the great things you guys have at Greenville is the coaching staff continuity, sport to sport, year to year. The coaches are basically the same.
Well, that's important for our kids, you know, and the coaches that are here love our kids, and we care about them, and we're going to try to make sure they get it done off the field and in the classroom in addition to on the field. I think those two phases are the most important parts of it. You know, obviously we've talked a lot about what you learn in athletics you can take on with you in life, and that's what we try to do, and just kind of use athletics as a fun part of teaching that. So, you know, I think our guys have done a great job. Like I said, Coach Jurg and Coach Cantrell have been in every sport for a long time, and our other guys that I mentioned have been here for up to 15 to 20 years. So, you know, we love being with each other and helping our kids out in our community, and I think that's what it's all about.
Hutch, you mentioned you got Gillespie coming up, and really there's nothing much more dangerous in sports than a winless team with only a couple games to go and a Hall of Fame head coach in his final year.
Well, you hit it right on the head, and that's why we take nothing for granted. We, you know, we know who the opponent is, and we prepare for him, but we try to make the Greenville Comets a better football team, and we overlook no one because there's only a small amount of football games a kid gets in his career. So we're going to take advantage of the opportunity to play. Coach Borgini does a great job. We know that. He's a Hall of Fame coach for a reason, and we know Gillespie's a threat. So, you know, we're going to go to work on Monday and try to see what we can do to get better.
Hutch, we always appreciate your time on Saturday mornings. Congratulations on another great year. Congratulations on your son being the all-time passing leader in the state of Illinois.
Guys, I appreciate the kind words, and thanks for all you guys do for us.
Always a pleasure, Hutch. Thanks.
Thanks. You bet.
Todd Hutchinson, the head coach of Greenville, and he said it right there. Yeah. They get everybody's best shot, but they don't take anybody for granted. No. They respect each and every opponent, and that's why year in, year out, their loss total is so low. What, Hutch in the seventh year, and he still, I believe, got single-digit losses.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the deep runs are just incredible.
Yeah.
Year after year after year. And,
well, and a lot of those losses are postseason losses.
Yeah,
late
most all the losses are late in the postseason, yeah.
And it would just, if any team, it's hard to say a team deserves something, but boy, does Greenville really deserve a chance to get to that state championship,
you know,
game. They've been so close for so long.
You see Greenville, you see you know, Auburn, you know, Dave Bates at Auburn, you know, have such a great program. And, you know, there are programs out there, and that's the goal for everybody. But
hard to do.
Getting to that level, and particularly in high school football, you know, you get deeper into the season, the way the playoffs are constructed, sometimes you have long, drawn-out trips. It's just a difficult thing to do sometimes.
And we'll talk about it when we get to the road to Champaign in a few weeks, but it's all about the draw.
It really is.
It's all about the draw. Who's in front of you?
Yeah.
Is it a good matchup?
Yeah. Yeah. We say that in the NCAA tournament, too, don't we?
You get a bracket together, the matchup has a lot to do with it.
It does. It sure does. So.
The Illini are probably slightly overmatched today on the road at Wisconsin. We're going to have it live for you coming up here at the top of the hour. Sports Saturday is done. For Tobin, Terry, David, I am Tim here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois.